All right, we really don't have a lot of time for a show today. We got to do things real fast. Farts, funny. Dicks, funny. Asian people, funny. Poop, funny. The end.
Welcome to the show, Foes. Speaking of the gang, episode 327. Play that sound effect one more time. Hey, this is Puke here, recording onto the bits in our studio. Brett, however, is in the beautiful outdoors of eastern Pennsylvania?
Eastern, yeah, south, central, eastern.
He is...
Oh, no. Oh, it's raining.
Oh God. No. There we go.
I can hear it.
They don't have houses
the
out there.
The sky is blue, but it's raining on me. Oh, oh, oh.
I can hear it, too.
No,
sorry, listeners. For the podcast listeners, watching Brett is very entertaining.
Oh God, you guys. I think it's over. No, it's raining.
First, it was a man on a tractor, and now it's rain.
Yeah, this outdoor recording isn't working out for you.
While Brett goes indoors, let's see here. What are we? Episode 327. Of Puking the Gang. Thank you so much, everybody, who has signed up for the Patreon. As we've mentioned the last couple shows, and we'll keep harping on, we have decided that we're going to move on over to Patreon. So you go to, like, patreon.com/Puking the Gang or search for Puking the Gang on Patreon. Or you just go to our front page and click the button that says Become a Patron. Or you go to PukingTheGang.com/VIP and click on that button that says Become a Patron. And then you'll get yourself, once you sign up, all you got to do is sign up for Patreon. Give us at least $5 a month, and you get your own personalized feed, which will have all of the PC last two or three PCLs.
All the shows that we recorded only for you individually.
Well, we're still going to have to move over all of the Private Channel Lounge, or as somebody suggested on Facebook, the Patreon Channel Lounge. Move that on over to the all those shows over to Patreon. That's going to be a lot of work. So we're still trying to figure out what to do with like all the archived episodes and shit, but. Yeah, please. Thank you so much, everybody, that's helped us out so far. And I suggest that if you are paying us through PayPal, that you wait till the end of your billing cycle and then cancel it and move on over to
Patreon. Or
not,
just switch over.
Well, yeah, that's true. Don't cancel your PayPal and just move on over to Patreon and pay us there as well. Wow, that's the Jewish thing you've said today.
What?
Money grubbing.
I didn't say money grubbing.
No, you didn't. You just suggested that our listeners should just pay us double.
If it's too inconvenient for them to pay a single.
Well, no, they need... Yeah.
Then the suckers, I mean, listeners should... No.
Also, guess what we have?
What?
Shirts, motherfucker.
Explain.
Wait a minute. It is in the Torah or the Talmud that Andrew is allowed to take advantage of
the suckers.
Gentiles.
Oh, yeah.
The goyim. The goy.
Is that a thing?
Like, that's the reason we are chosen to do so.
Chosen people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the prescription from the Lord.
Oh.
Makes sense. Utilize the goyim.
Okay. Well, that explains why they're so hated, I guess.
Who?
The goyim?
The Jews.
Oh.
By who?
The Nazis. Why people dislike Jewish people is because they're, like, good at business or something?
I don't think that's why.
I've heard people say that.
It's on the list.
Who has ever said, I hate this person because they're good at business?
Are there white business owners, I guess? I don't know.
And I don't think anyone's ever said the phrase good at business.
Maybe.
I did.
By, like, the competitor. Like, you go,
that's what I'm saying.
The pizza place. I'm a Tony Pizza Guy. And, you know, Jeff Pizza Guy is really good at business. And it's really screwing me.
But they're nowhere near as good as Howie the Pizza Guy.
Right.
Howie the Pizza Guy.
Because Howie's a Jewy name.
Shirts!
Oh, yeah. Sure. Howie the Jew.
So, if you go to... where's that link at? Yes, I did put the link on the website under the Merch and Such tab, which is... I think it's kind of hard to find because we only had one piece of merch once.
I just had a
is what Andrew's face just said as I'm trying to talk.
Well, I was,
yeah, continue. Don't interrupt. That's fine.
Well, while you're on the topic of the website and how you changed the link.
I was on the topic of shirts. I was selling shirts.
But
now,
a quick tangent that's related to shirts.
I
more about
that.
The website, though.
Okay.
I thought of a great way to design the website. You go to PukeInTheGang.com.
You are going to redesign the website?
No, no, no. This is my idea for how you're going to do it. You go to PukeInTheGang.com, and on the front page, big Patreon button. Slightly smaller, but close in size, merch button.
Yep.
And then, based on our priorities, all the buttons below it get smaller and smaller and further away from the top. Like an inverted pyramid.
Yeah, inverted triangle. Yeah, I'll never get on that. So if you go to the merch page or you go to Redbubble and search for the, search for Doomsday Device. I put the links on Facebook in the group and pinned that to the top so you can find it there, or you go to our merch page. And currently we have like four designs. Andrew, you've seen these. What do you think of the designs that I've come up with so far?
I give them a 6.
You son of a bitch.
Which one?
I said the designs so far.
The designs overall?
Or what's your opinion?
If you pull one up in front of me,
that's what I'm trying to do.
Then I will rank it.
I didn't plan this ahead.
If I have to rank them all overall, I give them a 6.8.
I have some criticisms.
See? There we go. So
you designs are great, Puke. I think you did a terrific job.
Thank you.
And I'm just concerned about themes. I'm concerned people might want T-shirts with some of their favorite Puke in the Gang characters on them.
I was actually thinking about this myself.
Well, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
I'm still making shirts.
Oh, yeah. No, every day he's like, how about this new idea? How about that new idea? And that's just apparently what he's going to do in his spare time now. So I'm just like,
well, when the fuck else would I do it?
I'm just saying, have at it, sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Right.
When I'm not being bothered by somebody who wants to play frisbee golf all the time.
I was actually thinking earlier today, Brett, on what an old man T-shirt would look like.
Yeah, I'd say new man is probably the winning character.
Fuck yeah!
But
yeah.
I feel like you would have to render a character, whereas with old man, you could just have a real simple image of a dungeon, and then like, you know, how like in comic books, when somebody's talking, they have a little white bubble that comes out of their mouth with words in it.
Yeah, word bubble.
So a word bubble could just come out of the dungeon and just say, I pooped.
Ooh,
maybe
Andrew,
so. There's
that's
something there.
A sharp idea.
Yep. And then you don't need to worry about making an old man character look like anything. You're still You're still representing the old man character without actually rendering the character.
Correct.
Do you think it's better for the audience, and the chat can provide feedback because technically they're the audience, if these characters are never actually, if they never actually take a physical form, right? If
I think
they're
it's
only
much better,
because they only exist in ideas.
Oh,
now the characters at this point are old man, new man, out of town guy,
and new guy,
new guy.
Yeah,
that we know of. There are probably more characters in the Puke in the Gang universe who are yet to reveal themselves.
Certainly, they've been hinted at the end credit scene a few times.
Oh, there's side characters also. You know, Dakota. There's the most Asian kid ever.
Right.
But here's the thing: if those characters, if the physical representation of those characters only exist in the listeners'
minds,
they're perfect.
Oh,
all we could do is fuck them up.
Right. So I love your idea for the old man dungeon. I think that's terrific. And then if there was a way to do a representation of new man. He said in the future they have a statue of Nick.
Yeah, I was thinking we would make a Nick statue and then a line of people waiting in line to sniff his butthole.
Yeah, because it's kind of like underwater, so he's kind of like some kind of sea creature where his head is coming up, but then the rest of him is underwater until you get to his butt. It's like a separate area in the Nick Park.
Kind of like one of those sea dragons that kind of comes in and out of the water, you know?
Yeah, that kind of a thing. Like a Loch Ness Nick, right? So you can see his head from the neck up, his butt, which is complete with a butthole, like a sniffing circle, they call it in the future. And then his feet are kind of out of the water, too. And there's a reflecting pool.
Oh, yeah.
And like bridges that you walk along to get like from the head to the butthole. Yeah.
His runner's feet, which are kind of mangled and gross.
Right. Yeah.
So look forward to never seeing this drawn.
One sock on, too.
Ever.
What? It's too hard?
What do you fucking think I am, Jim Henson?
No, no. You just get a picture of the Loch Ness Monster and a picture of the park, superimpose the two, okay. And then remove components of the Loch Ness Monster. In its place, put a pair of feet, one socked, put a butt with a hole,
uh-huh.
And then you put a Nick face.
I already have an architect working on this. So.
Yeah, right.
Can you turn a blueprint into can you turn like a architectural 3D blueprint into a t-shirt?
Oh yeah, for sure. You just take a picture of it.
Okay. So I'm going to have to pay him for the designs, but
yeah, you're right, yeah.
Probably get that out of PCL money. He said something like 25,000 for the designs.
Okay.
So
that's doable.
But yeah, he said I could pay him over the course of 3 months. So
all right. That's good. So you can get a design like eggs are not dairy, a little picture of an egg and a milk carton, and the
right.
does not equal symbol, and then I made a nice little Art Deco. I did it for the show, and then you can get a couple of
that's
the logos.
That's my favorite one, the Art Deco one.
Yeah, the show logos on different shirts. And also, fun fact, this website I'm using, Redbubble, allows you to put basically just upload a drawing or an image or whatever, and you can put all kinds of shit. So you can get yourself a eggs are not dairy clock, or a mug, or I think maybe an iPad cover. One of them, I made a pillow.
Do people
available.
Still have iPads?
Yeah, you retard. I have an iPad.
Yeah, but is
what
it
do you
like
mean?
A holdover from like 6 years ago?
What? What?
Do they make new iPads?
No.
Okay.
No, they just made a batch of 8 billion.
Well, no,
and then
I
they
feel
stopped.
Like it was a trend that probably ran out. Like how? I don't know.
Do they still make iPads?
Yeah, dude? How great can they really be?
You are the dumbest.
I had an iPad. It was
person.
Shit.
You've never had an iPad.
Yes, I did. My work gave it to me.
Oh, well, that's probably why it was shit. It was work related.
Yeah, but it wasn't locked, so it was fine. It was had full functionality.
And okay.
Nick was mad because his was older.
Yeah. So anyway, yes, they do still make iPads, and yes, sales did slump after the initial few years of tablets existing, and everybody was
okay,
freaking
so
out.
I'm basically 100%
correct.
They
didn't stop selling them, you lunatic. You're a salesman. How are you so dumb with sales?
I'm not going to sell outdated shit like an iPad.
Yeah, so that's fun, and I'm going to, as long as I keep making designs and stuff. So the other thing, too, is if you, the listener, have any sane ideas for a t-shirt design.
No, I like insane ones better.
Yeah. Feel free to send them to show@pukeinthegang.com, and I think if I use one of your design ideas, I'll send you a shirt. So.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. a nice incentive.
Well, I mean, why not? Otherwise, what do they got to do?
Well, I mean, they would have probably given the design for free anyway.
They might have. And I'm also pretty certain that most of the ideas will be real fucking dumb, and I'm not going to use them. So
that's it.
Problem solved. What else was I going to say?
Good work.
Nah, yeah. Nah, fuck, there was something, but you interrupted me by talking about iPads, and I forgot what the F.
Redbubble?
Yeah?
This is cool that's because I'm like yeah. lying in the sun right now listening to you guys, and it's kind of like...
Oh, it's not raining anymore?
No, it's kind of like I'm listening to a show, but then I go, these fuckers don't even remember what they're talking about. And I say, wait a minute, I'm on a show.
So I don't remember what they're talking about.
What?
You don't remember what they're talking about either.
Yeah, Redbubble.
Oh.
I do like Jessica's comment in the chat. Why does Brett sometimes sound like he's gargling cum?
No, who said what? Why would someone say that?
Because you apparently sometimes sound like you're gargling cum.
Why cum and why not hydrogen peroxide? Why does a person go to cum?
Why, yes, why do they go to cum? That's the question we've all asked ourselves.
Well, I mean, why does our show go to the shit that it goes to all the time?
Yeah, because that's clearly more hilarious.
All right.
That's like the thing that's going to make me more self-conscious than anything ever. I sound sometimes like I'm gargling cum.
Well, your vape does.
Oh, no. I don't like this at all. I'm going to go to voice lessons.
That doesn't fix your vape.
No, but I think... Oh, wait. When you're gargling cum, that's like not talking.
Right.
I associate it with talking.
No.
So, wait a minute. Is it this?
Yes.
Oh, all right. That's fine.
How much
there's cum in here?
Okay. The chat
but
asks,
it's not like all cum because like I need nicotine too. So
how much do we make flavor on the shirts? Almost nothing, honestly.
Yeah, obviously, because we haven't sold any. Therefore, I don't know yet. But no, obviously, it being the like we just started, and the website is a print on demand site. So really, this is more just like. I mean, we're not going to make any fucking money on them. You'd probably have to sell like hundreds of thousands of fucking shirts to actually profit.
I don't think Pukes knows how dollars work.
No. That's what profit means. You have to make $1 million, right? But, yeah, I don't know. The margins, I'm sure, are pretty low. I'd have to look into it, honestly. But basically, the website is you sign up, you chuck a fucking piece of artwork at them, and then this company just prints whenever you order a shirt, then it prints a shirt or whatever. That way, you know, because when we did these beer glasses years and years ago, we had to buy 75 of them in one get-go. And the last, like, 20 of them, it took us a couple years to sell, probably.
Well, we
they were just sitting around.
Yeah. Mm.
Yep, the merch is better now for merchants.
This is true.
The print.
What's happening?
It's more customizable. It's more like, hey, you want to sell something, but you don't know what. You don't know how much. You don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
All these problems are solved.
Problem solved.
This ain't, what did it used to be called?
The printing press.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Eli
I can't
Whitney.
Even remember the old shitty ones. I remember one was like the name of a coffee cup. Cup.com. I don't know.
Coffeecup.com.
The printing things, the things for printing, maybe somebody in the chat can remember one of the old ones from like 6 or 7 years ago.
Print cup.
Print cup. Yeah.
Dot biz.
They used to suck.
Well, there was...
Zazzle.
Yeah, there's
Zazzle.
A few...
Suck my dick.
Did you say Zazzle?
Zazzle.
Zazzle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was a shoe website.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, there's a bunch of services out there. I did some research and decided on this one because why the fuck not? And also, I've there's a couple like... There's three cryptocurrency themed shirts there too, and I'm gonna put up other designs that I think of not related to the podcast. So it doubles
design this. Cryptocurrency t-shirts.
Yeah,
I get it.
I made
some
designs.
Those were cool. I saw those.
Thank you, sir. So like this also kind of doubles as allowing me to design shirts and stuff and do something with my design work that I'm just like sitting around on a computer doing nothing. Yeah, yeah, it is fun. So stop fucking bothering me about designing
Everyone
shirts.
Seems to like the idea of putting quotes from the show on the shirts.
Yes.
Yeah, that's about what most of my ideas are.
Oh, okay.
Some of the other ones.
Well, I've only seen one that has that, and it's Eggs Are Not Dairy.
Yeah, because I've only had the time to design one so far. Jesus, fuck. How much time? First, you're like, yeah, he's spending all his time designing goddamn shirts.
I didn't say
and
that.
And then whenever you I'd fucking say, I don't have time, I got to do more shirts. Very stressful.
You know, because
the other one I wanted to do was ban all power plants.
Mm.
I don't think that show's out yet though, because
no,
somebody
sorry.
Hasn't
fuck
edited.
I'll edit it tonight.
I edited it today.
Oh, you
it's
did?
Great.
Perfect.
I love
That's
it.
That's what
well,
I was
waiting
no, for.
You might want a different edit.
Don't
than
give
I,
it to him, Brett.
A lot of stuff.
Fine.
Don't
I'll,
give it
I'll
to him.
I'll take the meat of yours and I'll fix. I don't know. Send me yours and I'll figure it out. Anyway,
You'll interject like Puke in the Gang jokes into it. Like you'll cut 10 minutes in and go, right here, I said kid boogers.
Oh, you know
just
what?
Let's go back to my edit.
Yeah.
That reminds me, Brett. If you're a.
Kid boogers. Oh, I that's a good name for something.
So the PCL we're referring to is going to be Andrew talking about an event he went to. And Brett. This was the first time he was trying to record outside, and that's when Tractor Man showed up. So we're kind of getting ahead
that?
Of ourselves,
oh,
I think
shit.
So. So nobody really has a reference for what we're talking about. But if you're a Patreon subscriber, you already have access to that YouTube video.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's on the Patreon page. You can see the moment when Tractor Man drives by in the background. Brett's very...
It was pretty spectacular.
Very disturbed.
Oh, I want that video.
I can send you a link to it because it's obviously not listed on YouTube.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah, I figured out. Turns out all of our shit's just because we're doing live streams on YouTube. I don't know what I'm doing with my hands, but I suddenly realized that I was like gesturing with my hands and they're in a very strange position. Anyway, YouTube automatically records all of our live streams. However, they're just unlisted. So they're just sitting there waiting to be like, click, listed.
Neat.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I always hit start streaming and start recording at the same time, and I don't know where that recording goes. So maybe it goes to YouTube.
So far, I've seen
it. Goes to your it goes to your computer. It goes to videos on your computer.
But I don't think it does.
Okay, well, I never
hit save.
Well, it went to YouTube because unless Andrew transferred these videos to YouTube.
Yeah, I'm super pretty certain he didn't.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway, regardless, Patreon, it's a good place to go subscribe.
So next, we're going to move on to the hour of the show where we talk about
fitness,
diet and exercise.
Nice.
Actually, no, I don't have much to say about it. Other than
I do, I have one thing to say. Okay, I hurt myself yesterday doing squats.
Oh, really?
I felt my spine. I was doing a lot of, not a lot of weight, but maybe a little more than I should have. And I just felt my spine compress like an accordion on rep number three. And then I had to switch to the Smith rack. And then I went home and had a protein shake. Tom.
Down, two, three, four.
So anyway, I'm a little hurt, and I went to a park today and found a children's jungle gym and hung for a while to decompress my spine.
Oh.
And I'm feeling a little bit better now. Did a little bit of walking, did a little bit of extra stretching, and man, I'm ready to hit it again on Tuesday.
Very nice.
Cool.
I almost shit myself at the gym the other day when we were doing squats.
Oh, that's when you know you're doing great.
Yeah, great. That's the word I use.
It's not true anywhere else in life. Like, if you shit yourself anywhere else in life, you can't say, this is because I'm great.
At a speaking event, during a luncheon.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I should
driving.
Say? I just now realized because I adjusted my comfy chair. Thank you, everybody who has subscribed to the Private Channel Lounge and Patreon and such because...
On Patreon, you mean.
On Patreon. Well... Anyone who has given us money has allowed us to buy a new chair. That's
that. Okay, I got you.
So, yeah, your money's going back into the show, folks, so that my legs aren't falling asleep because Andrew stole my comfy chair when we moved here to Pittsburgh.
We get it. Something Clint Eastwood chair.
What?
I don't know.
Clint Eastwood.
Nice. That was really good.
Thank you.
So,
Bishop.
We were no, not yet.
Oh.
We were at the gym yesterday. Oh Jesus! Brett keeps moving on the fucking camera.
Brett, can you please purchase a camera that has automatic facial recognition and follows you around outdoors?
So anyway, we were at the gym.
Yes, sir.
And we finished working out. So I'm not talking about the workout. I'm talking about the post-workout cigarette.
Post-workout cigarette.
I naturally have to immediately walk out the front door and go have a cigarette. Our gym is under construction.
Yes.
By a construction crew. So I walked outside.
Well, not the gym, the building. It's in the lobby to that building.
But there was a construction.
Cities are weird. Places have lobbies you have to walk through.
Yeah.
Instead of just being standalone buildings.
But there was a construction man sitting on this little piece of building next to the entrance having a cigarette. I'm like, I'll go join this man. So I sat
there. Join a man already having one. Yeah.
So I sat next to him and we didn't speak or make eye contact. I think I might have said something, but anyway, within a couple minutes, two other men walk out from the construction site, and they sit down to have their cigarettes. And I'm just thinking, huh, these guys are building this old building, or rebuilding it, or doing something to it.
They're renovating the lobby, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, and the elevators.
And parts of the, it's a parking garage, much of it.
So I'm just sitting there, and then I see a woman start to walk by. And I'm like, oh, man, I feel like I'm part of this stereotypical crew of construction workers with a lady walking by in a city.
Yeah.
Like, these men have hard hats and stuff. But I'm just sitting here like a fag wearing shorts.
Hey, sweet thing, you fucking pay for that whole booty?
So.
That's my New York accent.
She walked by. First guy literally whistles.
What?
Yep. Yeah, something like that. He whistled. He whistled at her.
Guess what I'm not good at?
Whistling. Good job. second guy goes makes like that noise.
Okay.
Right?
Was it loud enough? Obviously other people could hear.
Yeah, I heard.
It was like
It wasn't like that. He didn't make the auga and his jaw hit the floor and his tongue rolled out like a fucking carpet.
Cartoons, people. They're hilarious. Look them up.
And then I felt like it was my turn. And I felt embarrassed, and I'm like, I can't just say anything at this woman. So I missed my turn.
So Andrew screamed at, I can smell your pussy!
So I felt like I wasn't cool enough to be sitting with these guys, and I felt social pressure to try and fit in.
You didn't do it. You need to be an example for these men from another time.
I didn't do it. Then,
good.
A couple minutes later, another woman walks by, and it's like gym people getting out of the gym, so they're wearing like gym clothes and stuff.
Oh.
Right. And like, so am I. So then another girl walks by, and they make their comments. Like, one even said, look at that ass. And he said it loud enough for her to hear.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's very uncomfortable. So I said, you know, when it was my turn, I go, you know, I never walked by a bunch of construction worker ladies, and they didn't say shit at me. I said something like that. Like,
there.
Good job, puke. But I was
on time with the drops.
I was offended. I walk around downtown all the time past construction sites in my gym clothes, and no one says shit.
Right. So,
They chuckled at that, so I felt like I was back
in. Oh, really? They didn't turn around like, shut up, faggot!
No. They appreciated the humor, so I felt like I was back in.
Yeah.
Third woman comes out. It's a busy street.
Yeah, clearly.
Third woman comes out, walks by, again, that, and then another comment, and then...
And what do these women do? Do they do anything? These poor women.
They're just walking by.
Yeah,
And it's like, look, they're not all, you know, whistle-worthy.
Oh, Andrew, wow, that is don't objectify Jesus them Christ. Further by not whistling. I mean, that could cannot even be worse.
That. Right. So what am I supposed to do? So I comment. I had to say something. So I go,
you're fat.
No, I said, look at the size of that fat fucking dog across the street. There was a huge fat dog. It was shockingly large.
Right. Is this all about women? Or are we just making observations about things that are interesting to us, motherfuckers?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Then I'm sitting there, and some little bit of banter back and forth between two of the construction workers. And the one guy I thought was kind of funny, he goes, my fucking wife sending me a fucking text about the fucking royal fucking wedding like I give a fuck.
Oh, okay. Yeah. His wife sucks. This is kind
And okay. I just thought that was kind of
funny. Sure, he's a great husband.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sure this guy is a delight.
Although, to be fair,
the fuck is she texting him about the royal fucking wedding in the first place? I'm with you. Let's go hold some pitchforks.
That's true.
It's like, wife, don't you know that I'm building a parking garage?
Yeah. I don't have time for no royal weddings. Just my lewd comments.
This is America.
Yeah, it is. What's the deal with the American media and the royal wedding shit? Like, why? It's I find it hilarious because I feel like half the time the media is like, look at these rich business people. If it's Jeff Bezos, they're having articles where they're like, he's not paying his fair share. But then the next week, a couple of rich fucking monarch pieces of shit that have gotten all of their wealth by raping the fuck out of Africa and... You know,
raping.
Sounds like you're getting just India. As angry as these people would get about whoever else.
Correct.
See,
anyway, like they're having
at
a
least
wedding,
whistling
like,
at Africa.
Yeah, exactly.
And making comments about it.
Yeah.
At least I'm angry at somebody who might be affected by my anger.
Hashtag
like the royal
fruitful.
Family is not going to be affected by my anger.
No,
however,
certainly not.
This guy's wife, I am furious with because I had no knowledge of a royal wedding before this.
Oh,
so
no.
Fuck her, and he's right.
Yeah, did you know there's a royal...
No, I didn't until yesterday morning.
Yeah, it is. It's good to be Andrew's ignorant brain sometimes, that's for sure.
I agree. I think it is, too.
Royal wedding.
It's not
ridiculous.
Hard.
Yeah. Is he going to be the king or some horse shit? Is that... I don't know.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I don't know why. I was asking that clock back there, Wait, what's that? Rantler clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to give me as much of an answer. Anyway.
And at this point, we have to agree that Queen Elizabeth II definitely has some... Shut up, Crow! Definitely has some kind of life extension technology, right?
Oh, for sure. Well, yeah, it's called money. She's surrounded by billions of dollars of jewels, and that's what keeps people rich. Alive, is being rich.
I thought the Queen was the woman who played M in Bond.
No, that she played. Yeah, maybe.
The Queen has never played in a movie that I'm aware of.
The Queen was a nurse, I think, during World War II.
Well, that's
and
nice.
She also knows. There's something else interesting about her. Like, she knows karate or something.
That's pretty fucking cool, then.
I also did know that she has, for many, many years, she insisted on driving her own Range Rover, not being chauffeured about. And I think it was a manual transmission.
I love this queen.
Yeah.
Why don't we get a queen?
She's all right, queen.
Never love a queen.
Andrew's in for the queen now.
I'm like Canada, where for some reason I like the queen. Right? Why does Canada like the queen?
Yeah, you are like, because Canada is
the British people. Because I'm like, they must hate this. But they're all such dorks. And they're also like socialist and authority worshiper. Like, I know this British guy, and he's like, "No, it's wonderful. I the pageantry, it's terrific." Oh, then he comes, and I scoop it into my vape.
So,
hail Britannia!
I feel like I have a very a diverse working life.
Okay.
I do a lot of things.
You mean diverse race-wise? Or
no, diverse, like I do a variety of different skills. Like I communicate via email, via phone, in person, at meetings. I go to seminars. I go to trainings. I go to conferences. Yeah. I go to dinners. I go to galas. I do all kinds of shit.
To a gala?
Yeah, most recently.
Did I get dream raped?
No, maybe. I don't know. I'm still unclear.
Yeah.
Last week, I had to go to, I wouldn't call it a fundraiser. You know how, like, in movies, rich people have fundraisers for charity events?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's usually where something bad happens. It's usually where the bandits come.
Yeah.
Right, or where Lex Luthor introduces Batman to Superman.
Or where Batman gets real drunk.
Yeah.
And then he sees the girl he loves as he's drenched from jumping in the pool in a suit with his two bitches and getting into his Lamborghini.
Uh-huh.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, the fundraisers. You never know what's going to happen.
So, I went to one of these, except for it was for a children's correctional facility.
Boner.
For kids who are like touched and stuff.
Oh, goodness.
And I didn't know much about this place other than I'd sold them some things and I'm hoping to sell them more things.
Right.
And they were hitting me up for money. And I'm like,
do you sell like lobotomy sets or something? Like my first lobotomy kit?
No, these kids are impressive sometimes, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And it's sad.
Wait, is this a hospital for them to get raped, or they have been raped?
It's like a boarding school.
I don't know what that means.
It's like where Brett used to work.
They have boards?
Yeah.
Here, kid. Here's your board.
Brett, do your best to explain what kind of school this I'm talking about is.
Sometimes they're called residential treatment centers, and what usually happens is kids come from inner city areas, or if they're white, they usually come from like rural poor areas like trailer parks or like a lot of the places that we drove through on our way home from West Virginia or Louisiana.
Ireland.
Horse vagina. And there's a process where they come from dysfunctional or broken homes, and then they wind up in foster care.
Oh.
And then they wind up in usually some like lower level local kind of reform school, and then they wind up being sent away. Now, this was the case with Miami. It was like the last stop before they were going to be incarcerated.
Oh, so, okay, so they are possibly like troublemakers?
Possibly.
But not necessarily due to their own...
Yeah, not exclusively troublemakers.
Okay.
Right.
One of the kids at my school killed somebody to get initiated into a gang. He just went up to a random stranger and shot him when he was 12. So stuff like that. Possibly troublemakers. Yeah.
That kid could possibly have been a troublemaker.
Yeah, maybe slightly. Yeah.
Lots of times these schools have a sort of clinical component, like a therapeutic component to them. So they meet with clinicians. They're often, because they're on Medicaid, they often get loaded up on drugs. I guess that varies from place to place. And maybe that's changed a little bit. Maybe hopefully there's been some reform on that since I was doing this like 15 years ago. And, there's also like vocational things for them to do, which is probably where Andrew comes in.
It's all Adderall all the time.
So
Andrew's selling Adderall. That's what I'm saying.
I go to this place and like I said, they hit me up for money and I said, you know, I just inherited this territory.
You said, no. You give me the money.
Well, here's the thing. There are lots of people like them hitting me up for money for their own pet little projects and things like that. And honestly, compared to New England, it's kind of refreshing that people are trying to raise funds as opposed to just trying to raise the budget.
Oh, you mean, yeah.
Right.
So, by budget, you mean government money. Right. Funds, you mean private donors.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay.
So, this event, I get there, and I'm shocked at the size and scope of it. They had some big, big donors. Like, everyone from the
The
local Chick-fil-A to...
Look out now. Chick-fil-A owner.
To, like, some architects and, you know, some big companies based out of Pittsburgh. And this is kind of far from Pittsburgh. So, I get there, and I'm walking through the parking lot, having my cigarette. And there's a man directing traffic and telling him where to park. And I see this car pull up, and the man goes, "Oh, hello, father." And I'm like, "This guy's dad is here?"
Yeah.
And no, it was a father.
Yes.
A Christian father.
Bishop-y.
Yeah.
Priest-y kind of fella.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I go in, and I don't know most of the people here. Like, I have some names, and I need to go, like, shake these hands.
He was there for his 2 o'clock kitty diddling.
No, I don't think so.
So that's what fathers do.
That's level one. So I go up to the registration booth, and this nice man in a black robe, who I thought was a judge, he says, "Oh, hello, who are you?" Because as far as he knows, I'm a donor.
Ah.
And he's trying to be super nice to me. So I explained to him who I was, and I said, "Well, who are you, and what's your role here?"
Yeah. "Who the fuck are you?"
He goes, "Well, I'm Bishop so-and-so, and I founded this place."
Wow.
I'm like, oh, a bishop.
Bishop A.
So now I go, okay, he's the founder. Like, he's the head honcho. I need to make this guy like me a little bit here. So I try to compliment him like any businessman does or salesman does.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what can I compliment him on? So as I'm signing in, I kind of glance around at the and survey the scene, and I go, "A hell of a turnout you have here, Bishop."
You didn't, did you?
I exactly said that.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, how bad is it to say the word hell to a bishop?
For a Christian bishop, hell is a bad place. It's eternal damnation.
Yeah, I don't know. Because...
But it's not what I meant.
Mm.
Yeah, next time say, "This is a fuck of a turnout, ain't it, bitch?"
You know, no, I think Brett's
bishop,
right. I think
bitch.
Brett's right, because like, I could have the best of intentions and say something like, "Fag of a turnout you have here," and that wouldn't be good, no
and
matter
say,
what my intentions were.
Where? I'm horny, too.
So, that didn't go well.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how worried you should be about this, though.
I'm not that worried. He's old. He's in his 80s. He was celebrating his 85th birthday or some shit.
Oh, that could be
bad. Yeah, he doesn't do anything. But
okay.
I met the right people, and it was a good event overall. However, after that comment, I was nervous for a little bit, and I wanted to say something else. But all I could think of was a stupid joke, the only thing I know about bishops, which was, "Bishop, is it true that you can only move diagonally?"
Oh, damn it.
I couldn't say that. He wasn't going to find it fun. Maybe he would have found it funny if it was the first thing I said, but it wasn't. I blew it with hell.
And then the skies opened up and Andrew went
to
heaven.
Yeah, that was that. But I realized, I could be a big deal at this event. All I have to do is donate some money.
I thought you were going to say dress up like a bishop.
Like $500, $1,000. But here's the scam.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Okay. All I got to do, next time they order something, charge them an extra $500.
Oh, yeah. And then donate that back to them.
Exactly.
I
look like a fucking hero. How evil am I?
Jewish level evil. That's what that sounds like.
Oh, that's high.
So, yeah. I never met a bishop before.
I don't know if I have either.
And, you know...
We just had the pastors.
I feel like it's easy to get down on anybody religious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is, because they deserve
especially
it.
Christians, since they're the majority. It's kind of like ragging on old white men.
Yeah. What's the deal with all the names, though, for the guy that does the same shit? You've got pastor, bishop... Priest, father, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I think to be a bishop,
hierarchy.
Yeah, but I think to be a bishop,
minister,
you have to have an accent.
Hey, I'm fucking Bishop Larney Stone.
Yeah, he was Bishop Larney Stone.
Did he have an accent? Holy shit.
See?
Okay, weird.
So, but no, I think we get too hard on religion. Because, sure,
yeah,
they're crazy people, they're insane, they do weird shit, but in reality, I'm at this event, I'm listening to these speeches, and sure, they asked everyone to say amen a few times, but And you on just, the positive,
did you say Hail Satan? On
there's
your
a bunch of fucking yeah. volunteers raising money, getting donors, getting partnerships, housing a bunch of hurt kids, and helping them out.
Yeah, as much as I hate organized religion due to my own history, yeah, for the most part, they do pretty good works.
Yeah, and like these kids.
But I sure would like them to pay some fucking taxes. Fuck them when
what?
They're...
Anyway.
You know, churches don't pay property taxes?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, fuck them, no. Pieces of shit. Making me go to church all the time and they don't have to pay money.
So
I'm angry about that part.
Brett, you would have liked this. I wanted to take a video, but I felt it would be inappropriate to take video of these children.
Pretty illegal.
There was a dance group. There's a whole group of these children that were putting on a dance show for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they were showing off their skills and shit like that. And sure, they could dance, but they wrote a rap about how they're going to graduate and go and find a college. They're going to be the first in their family to go to college, and they're going to achieve it.
Okay.
And their head's messed up, but they're going to get through it. And look at all that they've accomplished. And this one little nerdy kid, holy shit, could he rap. It was unbelievable.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Spit some of his rhymes.
I can't do it.
Do you remember any of his rhymes?
I'm not even going to try. I just reiterated a lot of the talking points that he had. But it was a very impassioned, you know, uplifting speech.
That's
here
mumble
we,
rap.
Here we have to, no, this is what the kid was doing.
Okay. We can't play that.
Yeah, I know. As soon as Andrew heard it, you're like fucking tearing up laughing at that shit. You find it so hilarious. I can hear the birds in the background. It's very
better
peaceful.
Than the crow. Crow? It's gone.
Yeah. Is your brain ruined now anytime you hear or say the word crow, you want to say it in the accent of those people from Lord of the Rings? No.
Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
I do.
Crow.
Crow.
Andrew's lost.
You're just saying crow.
Hey, crow.
You're just saying crow.
Crow.
You're just saying crow. And with a question mark.
Yeah, because I can't do the accent.
Crow?
Crow.
Yeah.
Just saying with a question mark. I don't get it.
John Snow.
There's these people from beyond the wall. They're called the Wildlings?
Wildlings, yeah.
And they call people from the other side of the wall crows.
Faggot.
So the woman has kind of an accent, and she keeps calling Jon Snow, crow.
Is that gay?
Yeah, she's hot, too. Hot,
and
redheaded.
Then they fuck. And
is
I'm
it
like,
Scottish? Is their accent?
You know, people like
Irish,
this should not, no matter how attractive they are, think about how dirty your dick, your vagina, even like your tits would be gross.
Yeah, I mean, imagine if you were out traipsing about the wilderness, the wilds, for months on end, and they didn't know anything about hygiene.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know... How the fuck did humanity ever have sex?
I have a great idea. I think somehow...
Prior to soap.
We should make washing yourself a pre-sex ritual that is exciting.
I was about to... Because you added exciting, and I was like, it's not?
Well, no, I mean, like, okay, let's say, some casual night that you're out with your boys, and you find some bitches.
Yeah.
And then...
Wow, you sound like a real construction worker, Andrew. I think those guys had a bad impact on you.
Is it possible that I'm gay or that I'm bi? So
is that a drop?
Yeah. But no. I just mean relatively attractive penis. Wouldn't it be... Wouldn't there be a lot more peace of mind if part of the foreplay was individually going into the bathroom and taking a shower before continuing?
Why individually?
So you have your privacy.
Because it's too early in the relationship
properly,
for that shit, right?
No, yeah, it's not that.
Well, you got to trim up first, right? Your disgusting snatch hair.
Okay, you're not, as a man, you're not going to wash your asshole if you're showering with a woman. You would just look like a weirdo, right?
I guess,
imagine that.
But everybody poops. Therefore, everybody must wash their...
But here's the thing. This is a no-win situation.
Yeah.
So, showering with a partner, perfectly fine. That can be a nice time, right? But you don't shower with a partner for the purpose of getting clean.
Yeah, you're just, it's basically like a stand-in for a swimming pool.
Yeah, it's just another location to hibbity-dibbity. And
that's not, wouldn't be my preference.
It's not preferred, but sometimes it's an alternative.
Well, you know, clean up afterwards, a real snap.
Exactly.
You got that going for it.
But.
Because those jellyfish just go right down the drain and into Brett's vape.
Into his vape funnel. But no, think about it. Like, if you really want to give yourself a thorough cleaning, like you really need a good cleaning.
Yeah.
You go into that shower with the lady and you go, yeah, I totally want to fuck, but I got to shower first. Why don't you join me and let's make it all sexy? Then you go in there and she's like, oh, I guess he's kind of dirty and has to shower. I get that. He's a human. So she's being understanding. But then you go in and either A, you don't clean your asshole and your underballs and all that. And then she's like, oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Because you didn't clean it. Or you clean
it. Getting them wet.
Or you do clean it and you look like a fucking freak while doing it.
Yeah, there's a lot of faux pas that could occur.
Yeah.
You can't win.
I mean, there's no attractive way to take your soap dildo and...
Yeah, jam it in your anus. Make sure it's clean.
Right? Can you think of any positive way to accomplish this?
Let's take it back to...
I have no idea why I brought this up.
Seinfeld.
Oh, because Brad was talking about medieval fucking.
It's like when Jerry had the girlfriend that was working on the bicycle nude.
Oh, yeah. There are just some things you don't do nude.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like wash your own balls.
But the flip side is Tobias...
Funke.
From Arrested Development.
Did you know that he is in...
Lots of stuff.
The directors of the new Avengers movies are the guys that do Arrested Development or something? Wrote it or something like that?
Do you know what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. Because...
You don't sound like you do.
Because Tobias's Blue Man character is in one of the scenes in the background as like an Easter egg of the new Avengers movie. And it's actually in the credits. When I was reading through the credits, it said something Arrested Development provided by. Yeah.
Okay.
And I read that and I said, what the fuck? Why is Arrested Development getting some sort of, why is it in the credits as like, you know, a property that was licensed for this film? And then I looked it up and it's an Easter egg in the background. It's Tobias when he was trying out for Blue Man Group and he's blue and then he's wearing the Never Nude shorts. And, the article I looked up obviously had like a blurry still where you could see it in the background. I'm like, there you go. Okay. And apparently in the Avenger...
How much more can we say about this?
Moving on. Cheese. Who loves cheese?
Me.
Yay. I don't know why you find that so funny.
Because I'm drunk.
Oh.
And your face lit up. You said yay.
Yay. Did I talk about... my day drinking adventures?
On the
Yeah, at the movies?
Yeah. Was that on the PCL?
Maybe. You didn't talk about it on the show, I don't think.
Are you sure? Okay. Should I talk about it?
After the break?
Oh. Okay.
It's time for the break already?
I forgot. I should say, well, you said after the break, and then neither of us, we just stared at each other like one of us was going to start talking, and neither of us did. So we're going to go to break here. And during the break, we're going to listen to episode PCL number 161, in which I may or may not have talked about going to the movie theater during the day and having a drinky time. I think I did. Neither one of you guys listened to it, and I can't remember what I talked about. So, fun fact, though, several of the listeners commented that how much they love it when I do the solo shows and I'm wasted. And I didn't have anything to drink at all. And I was like, what? They, like, several people were like, oh, yeah, it just sounded like you were drunk. And I'm like, what the fuck? Do I always sound like I'm drunk when I'm talking just normally?
Kind of.
Shit.
that's the opposite of me. I can get really drunk and no one even notices.
Yeah. And people just think I'm drunk all the time.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. Get it back. Turn this back up, my big knob. Welcome, gang. This is Puke joining you on a Sunday morning, 10 a.m., 5 past the hour, 5 coming up on the hour, news, talk, weather, and sports. So I'm here by myself. Everybody else is cavorting about the country. Both Brett and Andrew are having a great time, as well as Larry, who you've heard on the show recently, our friend Larry. They've been down in New Orleans, getting shot. No, it's fine. That was Katrina. Jesus Christ, that was, what, last year? They're down in New Orleans, and they're having a good old time. Brett's doing his smart thing with his show. And Andrew and Larry are just getting wasted and taking pictures of ghettos at night. I'm going to take a sip of La Croix. All right, folks, so this is just a solo show with Puke, and I haven't thought this out very well. And I haven't started the timer. Motherfuck!
Do you suck dicks?
On occasion. We're pointing at the screen, but Brett can't see it.
It's like... Welcome back to Puke in the Gang, Hour 2. We got a lot of topics coming up for you in this second hour of Puke in the... Shut up, Crawl! Hour of Puke in the Gang. Andrew has stories, and we went on a trip, and we're going to tell you all about it between now an hour from now. Andrew, take it away.
All right. First off, I think Puke keeps playing drops, but we can't hear them as listeners because of his gadgets.
Oops.
So good work, Puke. You get a star. Anyway.
That's Brett's crow.
So, Puke.
Andrew.
How many times a week do you get into a Facebook argument, or not even an argument, where you just comment...
You are one pathetic loser.
In a contrary way to the original poster.
In a contrary way?
Where you're either arguing with the post or a commenter on the post.
Maybe once a week, I guess. I've tried to really stop caring.
Okay.
And just realize how fucking pointless it is and not be bothered to... think that anyone gives a fuck. It's you know, because social media has you psychologically believing that you're like having a conversation with people.
Yeah.
When you're not really. You're
right.
It's more like just making a paper airplane and throwing it off into the Grand Canyon and being like, there.
That
now everybody's
sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
Heard shit, we gotta go.
I wanna
make
do
a
that.
Trip. So yeah, I've tried to realize how useless and dumb it is, because I used to spend a lot of time like on online forums and stuff talking. Mm-hmm. Dumb shit, yeah.
Yeah, so did I. And I've gotten away from all of that for a long time.
Yeah, you've been away from it a lot longer than I have.
But here's the thing. Facebook inherently wants you to do this.
Right, because like the more that you are agitated, the more you comment and are thus on Facebook and then seeing their ads and possibly sharing that information that they sell to Trump.
See, but I've developed a phenomenal instinct.
Oh.
Whenever I see something that I go, well, fuck you, asshole, boner, I just simply block them. And I've gotten so liberal with my blocking.
Yeah.
Not blocking, but I block them from my feed.
The unfollow.
And these are people that I probably like.
Yeah, I've got most of my family done that way.
Yeah. So I unfollow left and right. Like, I've unfollowed almost everyone. Like, yeah. Almost everyone. Anybody from New Hampshire, unfollowed.
Yeah.
Like...
What?
I don't care what... I just don't care. I don't care about anything.
Yeah. Even Brett? Did you unfollow him yet?
I unfollowed him years ago.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
No. But he's not obnoxious with anything.
Oh, right.
Like...
He makes hilarious videos.
I don't post. I think it's annoying.
Yes, exactly. Posting is annoying. This is what I'm very... You look at my Facebook,
yeah.
I've made two work posts in the past 5 months, and that's it. That's it.
Check out our new Facebook group, Puke and the Gang.
That is different.
Yeah.
This is an individual.
Yeah, I hardly ever post anything personally. It's always like promotion of the show or promotion of self for the show.
Yeah. I like posting my artwork.
I would never be like, hey, you know what I think about this thing that everyone's talking about? No, I do that sometimes too. I'll shut up.
I start to do things like that, and then I'm like, wait, why don't I just talk about it on the show?
Right.
I do that a lot, too, like when I made the Kanye runaway slave poster. I didn't post that.
Now I want to see that.
So
I made it said Democrats this week be like? And then I took a Runaway Slave poster and I put Kanye's face on it. It said, "This Negro is good at instruments."
Is he? That's a lie. But anyway, I don't know. Something about individuals broadcasting their thoughts in such a direct manner really upsets me. However, when it's done under the guise of some type of organization, then it's okay. Brett sent a photo. I guess I'm supposed to open it because it.
Oh,
made
is that
noise.
Out of the poster? Yeah. Let's click the download.
Jesus. Clicking download. So anyway, there's this man who's a friend of a friend, and he lives in Pittsburgh. So automatically, he doesn't get unfollowed because I feel like he won't be annoying. Most people from Pittsburgh that are my Facebook friends. I don't have many Facebook friends. I have like 40.
Okay.
I don't find them annoying, but this man chooses to get political about something every day. And this man, my first impression of him was, you are what I will come to learn as a hipster.
Okay.
When I first met him years ago.
Yeah.
And
I see. Yeah. The hipster moniker wasn't as ubiquitous in society.
I automatically didn't like him. Yeah, you're right. And chat, sorry, I can't make you see this, but it's an old wanted poster with a reward for Kanye of $2,500. Negro man named Kanye ran away from. I like it. It is a
ran
slave
away from
runaway
the Democratic
poster.
Party, but it was too much. It was too much work to change the all that text. So
there, I'm showing it for the chat as much as I can without reframing the whole fucking world.
You should just be able to drag it in front of me, and I think they can see it.
That's what he's
doing.
That's
what I'm doing, but it's not working, because I had to frame all three of us. It's difficult. Believe me. Trust me. Shit. Now I don't know how to get rid of it.
Hey, did you download that file? Chuck it on the chat. You can share files
right.
on the chat.
Anyway, we'll save it after the show.
Okay.
Brett, you've been replaced by this picture of Kanye.
That's fine.
In the chat. Because I don't know how to get back to your video.
I do hope that anybody joining the live stream.
Hang on. Let me see
this.
I can't make it say Negro again. Damn it. Okay. Whatever. So.
This is great for the audio listeners.
Sorry. This is very distracting, but it might be important for some reason. Oh. Oh, shit.
Okay, well, while Andrew's completely distracted by that, I'm going to play a dolphin noise.
Anyway, I don't know what to do about this man. He started annoying me on Facebook. Every day he's posting some kind of the GOP this and fruit bowling that. And every day I get closer and closer and closer to responding.
Yeah, so you got to resist.
I've gone back and forth on this man. One time I hung out with him, I'm like, that guy's all right. Another time I hung out with him, I go, God, that guy's fucking annoying. Another time, he's fine.
Yeah.
And so-and-so likes him. He must be good. And then, why the fuck does so-and-so like him? I keep flip-flopping, and I don't know what to do. I think it's clear what I should do, but I keep giving him the benefit of the doubt over and over and over again, and I'm done with it. I'm done with it, and I unfollowed him because I didn't want to get in any kind of debate because it's worthless. It's
correct,
pointless, so I just simply unfollowed him. But, man, was I close to almost commenting.
You almost
this
got
is a big story for Puke and the Gang. Andrew almost commented on Facebook. But more importantly, there was a concert that's happening right now. It's some kind of festival, and the Mad Caddies are playing. The Mad Caddies are playing along with Bad Religion and NOFX. What the fuck?
This is a sample live from the concert right now.
And I, one of the reasons I chose not to go is because I didn't want to be stuck at this big festival with this man.
Yeah. Right. He's terrible.
Plus, you had to do the podcast, so.
He has to be terrible.
Obviously, give me an example of something that he posted.
Puke, do me a favor. You find it.
Yeah, no, I have to.
I'm going
to
bring up something else in the meantime until you find that. But here's the problem. Like, why am I so angry at him for posting his opinions? I think I get angry at people for getting to have opinions on things.
I need to know what his opinions are, because maybe there's reason to be angry. Because if he's just another one of these fucking dipsticks who is parroting nonsense as if it's the most enlightened shit ever, or just having the safest kinds of opinions and pretending he's some kind of fucking revolutionary. Somebody needs to do something.
And it's,
and maybe it needs to be you. If nobody else is doing it, if everyone's just like, oh, like, that's an opinion.
But here's the problem.
You know, thanks for sharing your opinion on Facebook, because it reinforces the other 1,000 people that I saw say the same thing.
Right. And
fuck them.
Well,
all of them.
Two things.
They all have to pay.
One, not only is he making some kind of political statement very often, very frequently, but he's doing it under the guise of comedy, which is more, even more offensive. And then, on top of that, I feel like if I engage, he has far more time than I do to worry about this engagement.
Sure, yeah.
So I don't feel like it's a battle I'm going to win.
Well,
for anybody.
Yeah, no one's going to win. You're just going to both be angry. So here's a gif of Putin playing Trump like a puppet. Then there's he shared a story. Says Melania Trump's new Be Best pamphlet was first published under the Obama administration.
Okay, here's the best vindication I could possibly have. No likes.
Like, okay. Yeah.
As a fucking regular person who is just whatever, commenting for no reason on politics, like, why do you get to even voice your opinion on Trump or anything for that matter?
Because
no likes is actually not an argument on your side.
Yeah.
No likes means this is ventured into some kind of unsafe territory. If people aren't liking this, like when it's got 100 likes, that's when you're like, this person is a sack of dickholes.
Okay, we'll find something that has some likes here.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one like.
Here's one. He went to saw Infinity War and he wrote, "Finally seeing if Captain Planet and the Justice League can beat Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone."
Is that funny?
Nope.
Eh, not really. It's pretty level one.
You liked it, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
You fucking, because you like everything he wrote.
I like
everything on here Puke has liked.
This is a meme that he shared from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where Frank is on the beach. You see that sign there? It says toxic spill. And then the other character says, "Disregard that, Frank. It's a bunch of liberal bullshit." And I thought that was funny. I like that.
Like, why is he making It's Always Sunny political?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I did a vote all in all caps.
Oh, you didn't like that one, Puke?
I can, if you want me to. Let's see here. What else? He started planning peppers.
It's like he's just spewing his shit at you, and you're just going, "I agree. Yeah, I agree."
I like how Andrew thinks that simply because I liked a few things that he's done, that now I'm his best friend.
Any kind of encouragement. I got to agree with Andrew here, Puke. Any kind of encouragement for anything he's doing. Because if he's like, "You know, I'm funny, and I'm kind of insightful, and I have good entertainment commentary, I might venture into politics." This is what happened with Bill Nye. This is what happened with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Wait a minute, we don't like Neil deGrasse Tyson in one area.
We need to make these people hate everything about themselves.
Fuck. Why don't we like Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Oh, my God, Andrew.
Damn it,
why
really?
Don't we?
Yeah, I thought we liked him.
No, we don't.
Do we even have a black man that we like?
Yes.
Yeah, you sure? Because I feel like that's the last one.
There's. I think most I like.
Oh, geez.
Khaled Noir from NRA TV.
No, I don't like. I mean,
what?
Like,
yes, I do like him. Don't say no.
Most of the black men that I like probably don't have the same political views. That's not a criteria for me to like them. You know,
well, what's wrong with Neil deGrasse Tyson?
I'm trying to think of
nothing.
Like, who is a black I admire who didn't drug and rape women, or
he drugged and raped women,
have sex with children?
He fucked a child.
No, I'm thinking Cosby and Michael Jackson, because those would be like my two go-to. Like, just over my life, right? Like, in the 80s.
O.J.
Neither one of those could do any wrong. Oh, and O.J. was such a so great in the 80s. No. This
Dennis
is
Rodman.
Ron Artest.
Don't know that.
Okay. I was watching videos, compilation videos of LeBron last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think he's pretty cool, and I admire him. But let me think of some others. I like...
But you still haven't explained why we can't like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Because he's... There are things about him that annoy me.
Yeah, he's Christian. So what?
Oh, no, no, no. That doesn't even bother me.
Oh, okay.
That's not his problem.
What?
He acts like he has, like, the final word because he's an astrophysicist. That also means he knows everything about politics.
Mm.
And I don't like that.
I didn't get that feeling from him.
Some of the stuff you watch, yeah.
Fuck.
It's definitely one of those. I think that's what happened to Bill Nye as well, is that he thinks, like, well, Bill Nye's not even qualified to be called a scientist, actually. He was a science guy. He was an engineer. But anyway, right, so they get to a point in the media where they're like, well, obviously, I'm just smarter than all these other fucking yokels that voted for Trump. They're all, you know, retards out in the sticks, so I just have to, you know, we just have to, what's the word I'm looking for? Show them what to do that's best for them. They can't make
David
their own
Ortiz.
Decisions.
No, he's Mexican.
That's Hispanic. But anyway, I like how you guys, you're talking about like how you hate somebody for posting all their stupid opinions on Facebook. And then you bitch at me for whatever the fuck I want to do on Facebook. Like,
No.
You realize how hypocritical that is?
Well, what I was actually getting to, and
so
I never
what
made
I should
it there.
Do is only do whatever Andrew and Brett do on Facebook and follow all the same people and have the same opinions as you guys?
No.
Yeah?
I think people should not be posting any personal thoughts on Facebook. And sure, you can promote it and use it as a promotional tool.
Yeah.
But as far as individual people and individual pages, yeah, shut the fuck up.
I'm going to go to my Facebook feed and see. Let's see here. I reposted a thing where General Mattis, Secretary of Defense for the military, he signs an order formally recognizing jalapeno cheese spread as currency on all DOD facilities. Hilarious. Probably nobody understands that if you haven't had MREs. I posted a video of a slow motion study about jumping spiders. Pretty cool. And then those who blame profits for their low pay might want to consider a larger culprit. So that's political from Unbiased America. And then there was a knife attack on a Chinese. Oh, fuck. I'm super political.
So what I'm saying is I'm actually getting back to a self-neg here.
Yeah.
For as much as I get enraged by all this shit.
Oh, look, I ate Arby's. That was April 15th. So there we go. That was like, let's see how many political.
That's the last non-political thing that you did.
Arby's has got some sandwiches now that look good.
There's like six political things I posted. Now, to be fair, this isn't political. That was a joke. The first thing about the cheese spread.
A political joke?
No, it's not a political joke. It's a joke. The jalapeno cheese spread is the most coveted thing that comes in an MRE, and everybody wants it. The other thing you get is the peanut butter. So it's randomly in different MREs, and when you get that jalapeno cheese spread, you can trade it for fucking everything.
Okay.
Because it's so good.
Well,
it's garbage, but it's good compared to everything else in an MRE.
Well, what I'm really getting at is, for as much shit as I give all these people, like this guy that I've been talking about, do I even have a platform to give him shit? Because for as much as I don't think he deserves a voice, what the fuck am I doing?
What are you doing right now, you hypocritical son of a bitch?
You're a famous podcaster. People care what you think. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a podcast. People wouldn't listen to the show if they didn't think your opinion mattered.
Well, they're a bunch of fucking idiots.
What does he do? What does he do?
He doesn't have a podcast. We know that.
That's true, yeah.
So.
Okay.
He finds himself extremely entertaining.
He also has facial hair, which I think Andrew hates people with facial hair.
No, I don't hate people
with facial
hair.
He has a secret hatred with facial hair.
I hate his facial hair.
See? Why? Is it just too...
It's
too
hipster.
It's hipster, right?
Yeah.
You can't...
How?
I don't know how...
Describe his facial hair, Pew.
I think it's the length of mustache from lip. Like, when you're getting closer to a traditional mustache, right, kind of ends at the edge of the mouth, his is getting that handlebar look to it almost. And that's pretty hipstery.
No, he's at a point where he's aspiring to mustache wax.
Oh, right. So he's got to get enough mustache to wax.
Right.
And that's when you've jumped proverbial sharkage.
I just feel like just listeners, imagine, just visualize the word hipster. Visualize whatever your mind thinks of when you imagine a hipster. And you have seen this man.
I hope this leads to our first crazy drama since we've left New Hampshire.
See, this is why I didn't want to bring it up.
I didn't want to bring
is
it up.
Somebody I met.
Talk for...
Nope. No, it's not.
Awkward silence as Andrew contemplates how his life goes.
The posts don't sound too terrible to me, Andrew. There are some people. They're, oh man,
they're not that bad.
No, he's not as bad as like some political people that we've encountered in the past. He's just the worst that I encounter anymore, which is pretty mild.
But well, then I guess you could count your blessings.
That's I guess so. That's the positive outlook on this,
Andrew. What? You've got lemons, right? What are they the ingredients in?
Everything awful.
Eye-burning juice.
No, no, no. Think more positively.
No, no, no. Whenever someone squeezes a lemon, it always squirts me in the fucking eye.
Does Andrew, have you ever had lemonade?
No.
Love it.
So, make some lemonade out of this then, Brett.
Relish.
Okay, I will. I fucking make lemonade.
All right. So
and milk.
Lemonade, you know what I mean? Milk?
Rather than
what? No, it's an old story. Milk, milk, lemonade. Okay. Go ahead.
I know.
Fudge.
Oh, again.
Watching you get things is fun.
How dare you?
So I'm done attacking other people, and I'm going to self-attack here. So I don't know what's wrong with me. I find, and I think it's normal to a degree, but I think I take it to an extreme. If I'm not getting all the things that I want to accomplished, I get full of anxiety and very unhappy and turn into a real piece of shit. So Friday, I made a priority list of 5 things I wanted to get done that day.
Okay.
I started working at like 6 a.m. Friday, and by 3 or 4 p.m., I had 0 of those things done.
All I can think about is sausage.
No, no. We don't need to get into diet.
All right.
But
sorry,
I had 0 of those things done. And then I had plans later Friday.
Oh, fuck this shit.
The big one was poker. We were playing poker Friday night.
Poker.
And I also wanted to do some house cleaning before poker. And I promised someone to go on a walk with them before poker. And I needed to eat some food at some point before poker. So now it's like 3 or 4. Poker's at 7.
Okay.
And now it's time to, like, figure out the walk situation.
Oh, wait. What happened between 5 and 3?
That you didn't get done? What I'm getting to.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So
I thought you just skipped over that part of the day or something.
No, I kind of kept on working, but I already promised to be done by 3.
Okay.
And I didn't want to be done by 3 because I hadn't gotten shit accomplished, so I didn't feel good about, like, stepping away and leaving. But I was just, for whatever reason, incapable of accomplishing these goals. And I had some good things pop up at the end of the day that made it better. But nevertheless, it put me in a shitty mood. I felt bad about me. I felt bad about my work. And, and then because of that, I felt like I was being a dick to other people who, you know, were just trying to enjoy their life. So.
And post things on Facebook.
No, nothing to do with Facebook. So eventually, I go out for this walk. And leading up to this walk, I was kind of a miserable shit. And I don't know what to do about it. Like, how do I pull myself out of this miserable shit slump and not have it continue to affect the rest of the evening? I feel like the only person who can understand this is Nick for some reason. But I'm just thinking, okay. Poker's at 7. I got to clean the house. I got to make some food. I got to deal out chips. I got to collect money. I got to do all these things. And we have a deadline coming up. And, like, time is just flying by right now. And now we're on a leisurely walk. Leisure is not what should be focused upon right now. I cannot focus on leisure. I cannot enjoy myself. I'm just thinking, where can we walk that's super close by? And also, while we're walking, let's get some food. Because we don't have time for that shit otherwise. So, I just want to locate food, pick up food, get back home, eat food, poker.
Okay.
That's it. A lot of people are coming to poker. I got to worry about that, and I got to get rolling, da-da-da-da-da. So go out for this walk, and I can't enjoy the walk. Can't be fun. Can't have fun. Not fun.
Uh-huh.
Walking, walking, walking. Finally find a place to eat. Go and order food. They say it's going to be 20 minutes, and I said, 20 minutes? What, are you fucking kidding me? So then I'm like, let's just stand here and pressure them until they bring the food out sooner than 20 minutes. And the other person was like, no, let's go for a walk. And I'm like, but what if the food comes out and we're not here? And I'm freaking out. We go for this walk.
There's no way you could tell how long you've been walking.
Right. So we go for this walk, and all I can think about is, oh, God, we're getting further from that restaurant. We're getting further from that restaurant. So finally, I go, let's make a left here. So we make a left, and I go, let's make another left. So now we're looping back around behind the restaurant.
Sure.
So at least we're getting closer to it now. Finally, we get back to it, and I go, oh, look, the restaurant's right here. Why don't I pop inside and check to see if the food's done? So I go and check, and sure enough, it's not done. And then I'm like, well, we absolutely shouldn't leave again. Like, you know, we've already gone for this walk.
Right.
And now we're back. Now I might as well just stay here. Because as soon as I leave, the food's going to be done.
Or if you go for the walk and the food will be done, I guess, you know, they're not going to call you or whatever, right?
Right. How they?
But
gonna...
even if they did...
And these people were idiots, dude.
What if you were 10 minutes walking away from the restaurant?
Right. Know? Exactly. So I'm like, I just want to stand here and pressure them till the food's finished. But I can't do that because that is the jerk thing to do. So now I'm supposed to walk away again.
That's why you get fast food. It's fast.
Like, I don't know why. I'm just
it used to be.
Filled.
Now they want you to wait outside the drive-thru.
Can we get Kanye's face off the goddamn?
No, I don't even know how. I'm just going to close it and see what happens. Oh, God. How do I get Brett's video back? See
You're
what happens.
Fucking retarded. You closed Skype? Why would you close the entire Skype window?
There. I got him back, but I can't put me on there.
All right. So you have to close the chat window somehow.
Yeah. Somehow.
There you go.
Really? There I go.
See.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
There.
Fixed. How are you so
fine.
Incapable?
Moving on. Jesus Christ. The whole podcast happening, not just the chat window.
There's a window in the way.
I hate you. So, but how do I deal with this? Like, how do I get out of this? When I get this anxiety, and, like, I shouldn't have anxiety. I'm done with work. It's fucking Friday. All I got to do is play some poker. And guess what? I'm eating food before poker. Big whoop. Why do I need to make it such a stressful event?
I don't know.
And then finally,
but it
I
is,
get this
it's stressful
food.
When somebody has different priorities than what you have, and they have no concept of time or like doing anything in a timely manner.
Right. Like the waitresses at the fucking food place that said it would take 20 minutes and couldn't even meet that unlofty goal.
Yeah. But that's also your fault for going someplace that you knew would take time.
I didn't know it would take. I've never been there before.
What kind of food?
You can tell what kind of restaurant if it's going to be quicker.
An Irish pub.
Yeah, it's like a bar.
What were you ordering?
I got wings.
Wangs. They should be quick.
Well, they weren't. It took them 30 minutes. 30 minutes. So
we've had problems where people are... wait, where are you walking from?
In Carnegie.
Oh, okay.
Little town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know all about Pittsburgh. Well... I don't know. I'm finding that a lot of people in these places, they're not very quick. They don't move very fast.
See, I find that people in Pittsburgh move much faster than I experience elsewhere.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is just like, this is how my anxiety reveals itself. Like when there's a deadline to meet or timing that involves other people, I get full of anxiety and I just want things to go as quickly as possible. And any little thing that slows it down, I'm almost insane over, and other people just don't have this affect them. But on the flip side, I think everybody has something like this. Like, Puke, I'm sure you get anxious about ridiculous things all the time.
Yeah, like you're driving.
See? And Brett, I know for a fact, last week, you were extremely anxious about something that I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's fine. It's taken care of. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. But there was no getting through to you when you were in that state of mind.
Are you sure you didn't imagine that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, no, wait, you're right. There was a real thing like this.
And
yeah, that's rare for me. I thought you did the wrong thing.
I didn't think I did.
Well, I just think you did.
Okay, explain.
And now we fight.
I worry about places like rental car companies. Anytime somebody takes your credit card, they're kind of holding the chips. You know, they can be like, ah, fuck you. We're going to charge you for this or penalize you or put this extra charge or charge you an extra day. So I always like to be on my best behavior. Now, we encountered a difficult situation where we were supposed to have the car back by a certain time.
Well,
and
hold on.
We were within that time frame and still no one was there to receive the car or the keys and you couldn't find a drop slot.
Hold on. So let's back up. Before we returned the car, we had to rent the car.
Yes.
And there was a situation where you were listed on the rental, but a different credit card was used to book the rental.
And you were saying I also had a problem with this?
Yes.
I did, huh?
You invested a whole lot of thought and worry and energy into this when it was
Yeah,
you just fucking show up and you get the goddamn car and you leave. And you're like, oh, I gotta call and we got to change the time. I'm like, okay, fine. Call and change the time. But then, rather than just call and change the time of the pickup, you had to throw in, oh, by the way, the car was rented on this card, but I don't have this card in my possession, and I'm a different human, and yeah. And now, the semi-illiterate woman that you're dealing with on the phone, who English is her 15th language, cannot make heads or tails of what the fuck you're telling her, other than, I want to pick it up at 4 p.m. as opposed to 8 a.m. Like, that's all you had to say. And that's all she can understand. She's not capable of anything beyond that. But you expected more of her. And then you got into this dialogue. And it was over an hour of phone conversation and stress that was unnecessary. And there was no kind of convincing you otherwise at that point. And whether, like, maybe you didn't experience anxiety over that, but it certainly seemed like you were extremely stressed out over it.
It was because I've got a pretty stress-free life. So when anything doesn't go my way, I'm kind of a baby about it.
Yeah, okay, you were being a bit of a baby.
Ah, suck a dick!
And I was just trying to tell you, it's fine. It's fine. Let's just take care of it. I was just trying to provide you a solution. And unfortunately, when someone's full of anxiety like that, a solution is the last thing that they are open to.
So
whether it's me,
you're
whether it's
saying
you,
in the future when I get like that, you, when you say it's fine, I go, huh, okay.
Yeah. But I know
all right, let's try it.
I know it's not possible. So
No. I think it is. I think you remind me because everything was fine. In the end, it was fine.
How about that?
So the next time you say, Brett, it's fine. Remember the last time when you thought things weren't fine, but they were? And I go, Andrew, I do remember that. But then I'm still kind of worried about you that you're going to create a situation that's probably in a car that is not fine. And I'm going to be disarmed to the point where I have just come to believe that everything is going to be fine. And I should speak up. And I don't.
Well,
so I feel like I need to maintain some kind of edge to, like, your belief, a counter to your belief that everything will always be fine because sometime it might not be.
No, here's the thing.
It's called vigilance.
I was witnessing all of this, and I felt bad. I thought, geez, if Brett could just understand things the way I understand them, then he would feel fine about this. Yeah, but on the other hand, I thought, well, I get it. He's full of anxiety, and there's no talking him out of this, so what's the best way forward? So rather than try and continuously present you the solution that wasn't calming you down at all, I just decided, all right, let him do his thing. Eventually, it will get sorted out. When we get to the place, I'll do the talking, and if there's any issue, I'll deal with it. Luckily, there was no issue. Like I said from the beginning, this is a non-issue. We are making an issue out of nothing. We are making an issue out of a miscommunication and confusion with a foreign woman who was in charge of talking to people on a telephone, which is
right.
Just
and then we get to the rental desk, and it's somebody else.
Yeah. So, and it's a Russian man.
Woman we dealt with.
Who had a pen explode on his face earlier that day.
Yeah, and he didn't care. He's like, look, you guys do whatever you want. I'll give you a new car, and you just bring it back whenever.
Yeah, exactly. So
that was basically what he said.
Then we had to return this car. And it was at the airport. Mm. And when you pull into the airport, you see all the signs for the car rental return. And it goes, car rental return, this way. So you pull that way, and then every single car rental return company has kind of their lane of parking spots where you return that specific car rental company's car.
Yeah, in a booth.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I'm driving the rental car.
Yeah.
Brett's driving the Brett car to drive us back home. And I pull into the rental return lane, and I follow the signs perfectly, and I go, oh, this is where they stage the cars to, like, check them in.
Yes.
Right?
Classy as fuck.
And there's a booth where the man who works for the rental company resides.
He lives there.
Yes. So
it's his permanent residence.
It's a little chimney with smoke coming out of it, usually.
Yeah. And I take the car keys. I lock the car up. I get all my shit out of it. I see Brett in the back of the parking garage waiting for me.
That sequence of events was incorrect.
A few hundred feet away. And yeah. I walk up to the booth, and I go, oh, the lights are off in this booth. I thought they were open until midnight. It's only like 10:45. And
when were they open till?
Midnight.
You sure? You're certain, about this?
That's what I was told.
No.
So that's as certain as I
Brett
can be.
Brett was also told his credit card that wasn't his or whatever, you know. All
by
that
a
shit.
Woman who wasn't even speaking English words.
And who told you things. Who said to you?
The Russian man.
Who wasn't English?
So I see nobody in this booth and I go, well, surely there's like an after hours key drop. So I walk around.
It's an airport. Yeah. How the fuck?
I walk around this booth.
How are they closed?
And I don't see an after-hours key drop.
Okay.
And I go, well, they don't deal with keys at, like, the kiosk inside the airport. They
or
just deal with paperwork
do
there.
They?
I'm not going to go wander around and try and find out.
Okay.
Worst case scenario, we can simply call them. But either way, the car is returned,
yeah.
And they'll be here in a few more hours in the morning, and they'll check the car in then. And it's not like we left it in the ghetto on the side of an alley with the keys in it. So I go back and put the keys in the car.
Is it in the secure parking lot with the tire shredders and everything?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So no one's
You can't
anywhere
exit
with
this
yeah.
parking lot without showing your paperwork and shit.
Right.
So I just go, okay. Well, I've dealt with a lot of rental cars and rental trucks and rental things. And guess what? As the customer, if they don't make the process easy for me to return or rent things, then they don't get my business. And if they're not here to receive the keys and check the car back in,
yeah.
then they'll check it in at their convenience, and I'll leave the keys in a convenient spot for them. Which, there's no key drop, so I left them on the driver's seat of the rental car.
Okay.
And then, Brett, take it away.
So Andrew gets back in the car, and I say, did everything go okay? And he goes, yeah. So we start driving, right? Now, I felt like maybe I was a little angry at Andrew, but I kind of redirected it into frustration over the whole situation.
Wait, why were you angry at me?
I'm telling the story. Everybody has yard work. My God. So I felt like when Andrew got back in the car, the first conversation should have been like, this car that's on this man's credit card is returned in that it's parked, but there is no attendant, and I just had to leave the keys inside the car. How do you feel about that? But there was no – I said, is everything okay? Is everything all set? He said, yes, it's all set. So I felt like things were not all set, but I don't learn this until we're probably 10 minutes into the ride home. So I call the rental car company, and unfortunately for me, and
stop.
This escalated
stop.
The situation.
Stop. Real quick.
I get
real quick.
One more thing.
Hold up.
Okay.
All right. So the reason I said everything was fine was because of the anxiety over renting the car in the first place that I had witnessed. I was reluctant to reveal the truth to you, which the truth was everything was fine, but I didn't want to go into any further detail. But then you asked.
Andrew, that's not okay. I don't like that at all. Now, but things got worse when I call Dollar Rent-A-Car and I get on the phone with, I'm pretty sure, the same artard from the whole credit card fiasco 5 days earlier, right? And she doesn't know shit about this either. She's like, oh, no, never leave keys in car. Bad. So I'm like, all right, well, this lady works for the company, so she knows where not to leave the keys. Andrew left the keys in the car. Now, I pictured the car just in a spot like where it was when we picked it up. And I'm picturing keys, and someone can just come into the airport. I'm like, do people do this? People don't. That can't be standard procedure to leave keys in unlocked cars at the airport, because a whole industry would develop around stealing those cars, especially if there was places to chop them locally and no one would know about it until 5 or 6 hours later. So there's no way it's okay to leave keys inside rental cars unlocked at the airport with easy access to the highway. So Andrew has done something that is unorthodox to the point of probably not being okay.
There's no way this is standard procedure.
Okay? So that's my thought process in a split 30 seconds. Not because I'm, you know, a nervous and anxious person, because I see the streets, you know?
Also, let's just set the context here for the listeners. This was about 31 hours after we had departed New Orleans.
I know the fucking streets. Sorry, go ahead.
And we hadn't pulled over at a hotel or anything.
No?
No. And I had to work the next morning. And as Brett is going through this phone call, I'm thinking, what the fuck else was I supposed to do with these fucking keys? Set up a tent and camp out until they open in the morning? It's a car rental place. They accommodate 24-hour pickup and drop off.
How many spots do they have at the oh, the sun is so nice. I'm not even mad right now because the sun is so nice. I'm rolling up my sleeves.
Is that gay?
How many spots at the airport does Dollar have? Just the one hut where the man is supposed to be tending his fire? Or no, inside the airport.
Yeah, inside the fucking airport in the, like, towards the terminals.
A way that we each could have gotten 1,500 extra paces before the end of the day. We could have parked my
like
car.
That's what we needed at that time.
We needed to find paces, parking Andrew. We've been
for
in the
your
car all day.
We needed to find parking
of your earlier
for your car and then pace. Because we hadn't been awake long enough, and I didn't have to work the next day or anything.
Well, sure. And then we got to stay up anyway because of your bad news that you told me. So I just have to sit. If nothing got done, I would just have to lie on the couch at night imagining two, I don't know, they could be anything. They could be Vietnamese or Mexican or white, chopping the rental car that is still checked out under the name of my business partner on his credit card. And the only thing that gave me any relief is like, oh, Andrew used his credit card for the incidentals deposit. So if a 2018 Avalon goes missing because Andrew left the keys in it at the airport, which is next to the highway, which is next to a city where, no doubt, Vietnamese, whites, and Mexicans do chop cars as businesses, as industries. There's a whole car chopping industry.
Yeah, but how would they
get
out
all their
the
cars from the airport?
Line.
We don't know. But if people have a habit of leaving keys, if that's standard practice to leave your keys and unlock cars, new cars, brand new cars with less than 10,000 miles at the airport, near a highway, next to a city, with a chopping industry, you must think that people have put two and two together. Now, I could lie on the couch and think about that all night, but then I say it's not my credit card. It's not Thaddeus, my business partner's credit card. Andrew did it on his credit card, so Andrew felt comfortable taking that risk. And yeah. I guess if he felt comfortable taking that risk because he's smart, no one is saying that Andrew is dumb, obviously. Andrew is smart, and I think he does know things that I don't know about renting cars because I never do it, and he does it more frequently than I do, then this is probably okay. So I'm doing breathing exercises. I'm telling myself this story, and eventually I fall asleep.
That is not what happened.
Oh. What happened?
We sat in the driveway of my house for over an hour as you continually made phone calls and got more and more frantic about what to do with this car, because the first woman you talked to had interpreted your discussion as you've abandoned the car on the side of the highway and left the keys in it, and now she wants to transfer you to roadside assistance, which upset you more and made you more frantic and made you spew out more words to confuse her non-English speaking self. And
but then I talked to an American,
no,
and everything was okay.
No, then
she said, "This isn't welcome to America."
I said,
"It's going to be fine."
I said, "I'm just going to call these local fuckers while Brett's on the phone freaking out, and I'm going to take care of this on the side." So I call.
You're both on the phone now.
I call the local place, and guess what? No one fucking answered. So even if I had gotten my 1,500 paces into the airport to go to the terminal, and my 1,500 paces back to the car.
Yeah, you don't think anyone would have
no
been
No one was there. I left voicemail. I left a second voicemail. I called every extension that I could possibly have gotten access to. And
starting at number
you know
one.
Where else we could have left the keys in the contract?
On
away
the desk.
From the car at the other desk.
Except my thoughts went a little deeper than yours. My thoughts weren't fear-based. Like, this is a place where a person could walk up to a car and take it and get on a highway near a city where there are things. No.
So now the voice in my head is a retard?
Yeah. My thought went deeper and went, this is an airport with security rolling around everywhere in a parking garage that you must enter through a gate to get into. And then to
exit,
you would need to drive this car through the vehicles surrounding it. Or reverse through this long chain of things with tire poppers.
Yeah, they're surrounded by other cars.
And check out at the gate with a man that you need to show credentials to leave.
Okay, well, none of that was in my imagination. So that's why I just pictured you parking the car somewhere like in a spot where we picked it up.
Yeah.
So if you had said, look,
I told
it's
you.
In a row,
I pulled
somebody's
it in.
Pull in behind it, I would have been like, oh, okay,
I
then
that.
I guess that's fine.
I did say that.
No, you said that very much later in the proceedings,
okay.
Andrew. Very much later in
so,
the proceedings.
Finally, you got a hold of somebody who understood English.
Yes, a woman.
And
was lovely.
Except it was a 20-some minute ordeal to explain this to her.
Yes.
And I feel like if you had explained this to any logical person.
Like a man.
Or if you had simply said, hey, there's no one there. Keys are on the driver's seat. It's in the spot where it's supposed to be. Thanks, good night. They would have said, okay. And that would have been the end of it. But instead, you phrased it like, look, I know I'm your customer, and I paid you money, so you will do work and provide a service for me, but I am going to treat myself like I'm an indentured servant to you, and I want to make sure that I did all the right things. I want to make sure that this is okay for you, person
yeah.
I am paying.
Mm.
They work yeah. for you, Brett. They work
nope.
for you.
Sorry, that's a very Pollyannish attitude to have about it, Andrew, and I'll tell you why. Because that used to be the day when you had Jim and you'd bring your car in and say, Jim, are you going to give me the fair treatment? And he would say, of course I am, because my reputation in this community is important to me. I'm Jim, the car guy.
Coffee
I'll have it to you on Tuesday
own.
For a low and fair price. And you shake hands with Jim. And you ride your bike home, tooting your little dingler the whole way. Okay. And then you've got either a horn or like a little dinger on your bike. Like a little, yeah. That's not how it is anymore. Corporations are basically like governments where they don't like the variable of the unsatisfied customer. So they put conditions on the people who do customer service. So for most people, they can get to a place where they say, sorry, there's nothing I can do about it, man. It's computers. It's computers. It's policy. And that is like the end of the discussion for most people. Now, does my discussion end there? No. But I know it's an uphill battle from there, especially if the person doesn't have the resourcefulness or the problem-solving skills to push it further. So as soon as I realize that they're a dip, I say, let me talk to the next person up the line. Let me speak to your manager,
mm-hmm.
right? But I appreciate what you're saying, and I wish things worked that way. But when they take your credit card and can threaten to charge your credit card, I think that just changes the dynamic a little bit. And I think that's something that's worth considering, especially considering the first couple people that you talk to in a situation like that really aren't interested in helping you
yeah.
because they're at a call center and your call is just bothering them. It is an interruption in whatever they are doing.
But here's the thing you're forgetting.
Right.
Your credit card company also works for you.
God damn it.
And you can simply call them and say, hey, you see this big-ass charge on here for a 2018 Avalon of $44,000? Yeah, that's bullshit. And they go, oh, okay, well, you know, you pay your bill and all that shit, and we want to charge you interest on things, but if you say so.
How many billions?
A lot. They're a lot more powerful than Dollar Rental Car. So I have the power of Capital One behind me, and I'm not worried. So the next morning comes.
Right, which is a big bank.
Yes.
And Jew?
What? He said Jew.
I missed.
The next morning comes, and I'm just going about my morning, all carefree, at least in regards to this rental car. And then I hear Brett wake up, and I hear him start getting on the phone with the rental car company. And I go, God damn it. And I could tell he's calling the corporate line to talk to someone in a call center who doesn't give a fuck. So I go, oh, I'm just going to take care of this now. And just I want to take care of this for Brett. I feel very bad that I contributed to all this anxiety because I saw this coming through in him. He was very stressed out, very concerned. He stayed up way later than he needed to. I stayed up, too, because I felt bad. And I just felt awful for the whole thing. Like, I guess the only thing I could have done differently was walk into the building and try and find a human, which didn't exist, we found out.
But you didn't know that at the time, though.
True. But either way, I did what I would have done on my own. I'm not that bad of a person. And so Brett's on the phone, and I go, fuck it. So I quickly call a local number, and I get somebody at the front desk, and I go, hey, assholes. I left you guys two voicemails last night. I asked you to call me back. I have not gotten a call back.
Yeah.
It's now 10 in the morning or 9 in the morning or something. You've been there for multiple hours. I just want to let you know, last night, on time, I returned an Avalon. The keys are in it.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. And it's in your hands.
They said, okay.
And they go, oh, yeah, we checked it in this morning. And I go, so I'm not going to get charged for an extra day because you didn't check it in until this morning? Because there was no one there last night. And they go, oh, no, it was here when we showed up. Therefore, it was checked in last night as far as we're concerned.
Yeah.
And even if it were checked in today, it wouldn't have mattered because it was the same price if you had held it for an entire week.
Oh, no.
And I said,
so it didn't matter.
Okay. So just do me a favor. What's the total charge on the car? And they're like, $358.16. So then I hung up, walked downstairs where Brett was still on the phone trying to explain this whole big situation to somebody. And I said, Brett.
The same woman.
Brett,
the same woman.
Taken care of. Just hang up. Just hang up. Hang up. And he actually listened.
Silence! Silence!
So
Andrew was right. The end.
No. What I'm getting at is, A, is my anxiety to everyone else as unnecessary as your anxiety was in that situation, or is your anxiety more justified than mine?
Puke, you're the judge.
Shit!
He didn't listen to anything.
Wait, what is happening? Well, they're two different situations because I think based on what I heard of the story. Now, see, the problem is Brett has a different perspective because he didn't realize, like, you know, it sounds like Brett was somewhat ignorant of the way that you return a rental car to a airport.
That's why I said, just trust me.
Yeah, that doesn't fucking help. That's the thing. Like, Andrew does this shit all the time. He's like, yeah, whatever I got, I'm fucking Andrew. And that doesn't help the other person.
That's pretty much what he says.
Yeah. As opposed to just fucking explaining.
There are some things in life that I am confident about. Many things I'm not. Many things I have problems with.
Yeah.
But there are a few things that I'm okay with. And dealing with fucking corporate idiots, I'm pretty good with.
And then Andrew's anxiety. So Brett's anxiety sounds like it was somewhat justified. But I don't know. I think you guys maybe could have talked it out a little bit better.
Remember,
but
31 hours of fatigue.
Yeah, I think the problem here is that you guys were both like brain dead.
Actually, more than that, because we had left 31 hours earlier, but we had been up for, I don't know, 14 hours before we left.
Yeah. So you guys were all kinds of fucking not thinking the bestest.
Right. So that's not me at my best, Andrew, just like it wouldn't be you at your best.
I think I was the best I could be.
So we were both handicapped, right?
Yeah, I think
mentally. Have you ever seen two kids with Down syndrome fight? No, because they understand. They say, look, you have some deficits. I have some deficits. We're both just trying to get through this world and figure things out. we're not going to sit here and bicker like a couple of retards.
Downsies fight tonight on Fox.
But we probably didn't realize how, like, you probably realized you were tired and you wanted to get to bed, but we didn't realize the power of fatigue in our thinking. So for me, I have less defenses against unnecessary stress, and you have diminished critical thinking skills about where to leave keys.
Yeah.
That's how our deficits show up. But once I understood more of the situation, I do think that what you did was pretty okay. But when you first described it to me, I didn't feel that way. And it took some time in that fatigue state for me to be able to be comfortable with it and to go to bed.
Yeah. And as for Andrew's anxiety, I feel like his is probably justified.
Well,
although the problem
in
could
Brett's
be
in Brett's situation.
Oh, we're still on.
Yeah,
this.
I just want to leave it with this. At least, like, I did acknowledge. I'm like, we're tired as fuck. I want to get to bed more than anything. I have wanted to get to bed since this ordeal started an hour ago, but I'm sure Brett wants to be in bed too. It's the middle of the night. This is not what he wants to be doing. It's stressing him out. So I was able to not take an offensive stance, I feel like. At least in my head, I convinced myself, all right, let's just do what might make this better for a not super rational thinking Brett. Yeah. Or, you know, like, he's not going to be as understanding as he would normally be.
Uh-huh.
So I tried to approach it from that angle. I at least had that wit about me.
Hmm.
But anyway, not saying I exercise it well.
Yeah, that's possible, because I don't know, because obviously hindsight makes the situation look a lot differently. And
but here we are. We saved,
yeah,
like,
you're
even
fine.
Even if you and Larry spent $150 each in gas, we still saved collectively probably about $1,200, the three of us,
yeah,
in travel.
By
renting
driving
a car and traveling together.
You know what? I say we get more into this on a special episode that may or may not be relegated for the PCL. But
indeed.
I mean, the trip, that is.
Because we're into an hour of,
yep,
the second
so
half. So, yeah.
Finish your thoughts on my anxiety. Sorry. I just wanted to finish that.
Since I don't know how your day went, where you're like, I didn't get anything done. I don't know why you didn't get anything done, and then why the time constraint drove you crazy. But yeah, possibly next time you're under a time constraint, don't go to a pub when you're getting food. Or maybe Grubhub the food from the pub as you're on your way back home, so that maybe it would show up or something. I don't know. I don't know how to help you out whenever somebody's, or your timing is different from somebody else's.
So the food thing was just a small portion of the problem that piled on. The problem,
yeah,
had started hours earlier and had compounded and,
right,
didn't get any better. I finally made it home, started eating the food. I got halfway through the food, and people started showing up, and I went, well, dinner's ruined.
How is,
yep,
dinner ruined?
Oh,
you,
yep,
you finished the food. You,
no,
ate
I didn't.
It.
I threw out what I didn't finish.
Why'd you throw it out?
Because I was sitting there with people in the house as guests, and I'm sitting there stuffing my fat fucking face with chicken wings,
again,
covered in buffalo sauce. So I said, I can't continue this.
Why'd
and
you,
I closed the box, and I threw it away because I said, fuck it. I got to go count chips.
Again, why'd you throw it away? It could have been placed in the,
I didn't want to reheat
magical cold.
I didn't want to reheat it.
Why did you not give it to me? You only want to ever give me carbs? Is that why?
Yeah.
You threw away perfectly good chicken wings, but you shove fucking bread in my face all day long.
You're like that
and
witch
French
from
fries.
The children's story where the kids go.
Fried
and she
rice.
Tries to give them cookies.
With the German kids.
Yeah, Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
And refried beans. And olives. Olives are fine. Those are not high carb.
I don't know.
Pick of the Gang is the fucking show. You listen to it. We're done.
Sad ending to that story. Those kids actually died at Auschwitz.
Oh, goodness. That is sad. This has been Puke and the Gang. Thank you so much, Brett, for joining us. You can find him at schoolsucksproject.com. Go ahead and sign up for the Patreon by going to patreon.com/pukeandthegang. Check out our t-shirts. Find the link on the website merch page, or it's pinned to the top of our Facebook group or our Facebook page. It's on Redbubble. Search for Doomsday Device. You'll see them there. More designs coming soon. Brett, what do you got?
Podcast, schoolsucksproject.com. We got videos, and follow me on Instagram, School Sucks Show.
Follow him on Instagram, see the videos.
School Sucks Pod Project.
Right on!
Boner.
And by that time, I'd already fucked with it.
I've seen Nick wear no shirt under a leather jacket. How does everyone know what internet blood sports are? Then again, these are people who are tuning into a live stream on YouTube and chatting. I've never done that before. I just want this to be over is what I say when I'm having sex.
What, is there a woman in the chat? I like it better, like, not the end of the list. It's when you say that's the end of the show.
That's the end of the show.
I'm not going to edit together, please.
He's not going to edit that. What?
Why is it you love giving direction to other people, but when you are in fucking possible to take direction?
I like this for the intro.
This is a shit intro.
Ah!
Oh, great. And now we don't have time to do a proper intro.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey.
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to a real person?
No, I'm talking to the chat. They're not real people.
Oh, my God. Look at that spider. Look at the spider that just went under my computer.
Okay, so I looked where Brett was looking on, from his world through our monitor to our table. I thought he was looking at a spot on our table, and I didn't see a spider, thankfully.
Holy fuck, you're dumb. Yeah, that's the danger of recording outside, I guess. You're going to have spiders and birds pooping
ants.
On you. Ants. Oh, yeah. A lot of ants.
Because if I'm in my house, they don't bother me. But if, you know, I go outside, they're always like, Brett, why don't you call me?
Now you're in their house, damn it.
When are you going to get a real job, Brett? You can't just have a website, a radio show? I don't understand what you do. Do you really think that's a responsible career? Shut up, Aunt. Think I would talk to you if you weren't my dad's sister? You know what would be funny to do before you have sex is to get your mouth as close as you can to your dick and go, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3, check.